Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Hello. Mr. McGregor available, please.
Who's speaking?
It's James here, calling from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation from when you was younger, when you was in care. Is that correct?
My name is
James Thompson. I'm from MMA Legal Solicitors. We're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with the Scottish redress payments. Okay. Now, what I need to do, I need to go through a claim report. It takes about 5 minutes to complete. Then once I've done that, we need to get it sent through to the legal team, and they'll contact you within 7 days to let you know how much they're going in for in regards to compensation and how long the process is going to take. Now, the average compensation payout is around about £45,000. Okay. Were you in care when you was younger?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, did you sustain or witness any sort of abuse?
Both. I've got a history of hangman. I was in, I don't know if you've heard of Porterfield Prison in Inverness.
Yes.
I was in there when I was 14 years of age.
Right, okay. So what I need to do for you, Mr. McGregor, I need to go for a claim report. It's going to take about 5 minutes. Are you free now? Is that okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Bear with me a moment. Okay, well, I'll just get your report set up now. I won't be a second. Okay, so I've got your first name is Malky. Is that correct?
Malcolm. Yes, Malky is my everyday name, but my proper name is Malcolm Stringer.
Okay. No, but M-A-L-C-O-L-M, is that correct?
Exactly.
And McGregor is M-A-C-G-R-E-G-O-R.
Correct.
Brilliant stuff. I've got an email address on your report here. It's malky.mcgregor@aol.co.uk. Is that right?
Right.
Brilliant. Do you have access to that email, Malcolm?
Right, that's minute in time. But yeah, I've got access to it.
That's perfectly fine, because what we'll do, we'll get you an authorisation email out as well to confirm that you're happy with one of the solicitors to speak to you, okay? Can you just confirm your date of birth, please, Malcolm?
30th of the 7th, 1962.
The 30th of the 7th, 1962, is that right?
Great.
Brilliant. The best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 628, is that correct, Mr. McGregor?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, there'll be a few questions I do need to ask you in a moment. If any of them don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll just move on, okay?
Uh-huh.
Give me a second, Malcolm. Thank you. Okay, Malcolm, can you just confirm for me your home postcode, please?
G514E for Edward, S for Sugar.
And is it King Craig Street in Glasgow, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Which number, bud?
Number 45.
45, that's fine. No problem at all. Sounds a little bit busy where you are. Are you out and about, or?
I'm an ATV driver. I'm on hands-free.
Oh, no problem at all. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Okay. What we'll need from you as well, we'll need one form of ID and one form of proof of address for you. As the average claim is around about £45,000. As you can imagine, the solicitors do need to confirm you are who you are before they take on your case. Now, in regards to ID, it can be a driving license, it can be a bus pass, it can be a passport. Do you have any of them to hand?
Them all. but I can't give it, I'm driving.
No, of course, yeah, I understand that. That's no problem at all. When would be best, what I'll do, I'll set your report up now, but we'd need to speak to you in regards to getting them. When would be best for us to contact you back, Malcolm, so we can get that sorted?
I'll take a photograph of him in my break.
That's fine. No problem at all. We'll have to have a letter as well, so proof of address, so any letter dated within the last 3 months. I appreciate you're out and about on the road, and you might not carry any letters with you. Do you have, like, a bank statement that you can download from your phone or anything like that?
I wouldn't know how to do that, actually.
Right, no problem at all. What we'll do then, at the end of the call, you'll get a message through from the administration team via WhatsApp, okay? Okay. And you'll need to reply back to that whenever you've got the time. All right, bud?
Yep.
Brilliant. Now, I need to ask you a question. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
No.
No, that's fine. I need to put a nominated beneficiary on your report. So what this means, it's like a next of kin. If anything happens to you between now and you receiving your compensation, and unfortunately we couldn't send the money to you, who would you like the payment to go to?
My wife, Sandra McGregor.
What? Sorry, what's the first name? Sorry there, bud.
Sandra.
Sandra, okay.
Yeah.
And surname is the same as yours, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a contact number for Sandra at all, Malcolm?
It's on my phone. Again, right now, I can't get it. Who knows a phone number?
Don't worry about that. Yeah, true that. Very, very true. Don't worry about that. I'll just put on the report not to hand. We'll get it at a later date, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so when you was younger, the institution, we do need to put this down, so any institution or children's home that you was at, in regards to any sort of abuse that you sustained, where, do you remember where it was?
One of them being Kerlaw. K-E-R-E-L-A-W. Kerlaw, approved school.
Kerlaw.
Kerlaw.
Yeah, get care law. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Give me a second. I'm just going to bring up the records for care law, okay? Is it K-A-R-E-L-A-W?
Correct.
And how old were you when you went into there, can I ask?
I'm guessing maybe 13. I'm guessing.
Is that in North Ayrshire, is that correct?
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah, I've got the records here. Bear with me a moment, okay. I won't be a second. I'm just bringing up the report now. Okay. So, you were born in 62. Do you remember the year you went into care law?
Not exactly, no. I'm guessing. I'm going to guess. Born in 62, 72, probably 75.
75, okay. How long was you in there? How long was you in there for?
I'm going to guess to say,
do you know roughly?
Over 18 months.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. In regards to being within care law, did you suffer any physical, mental or sexual abuse?
Yes.
Was it all three or?
Yes, I.
Yep, okay, bear with me a moment. Let me place that onto your report. Okay. Was it consistently, or was it every now and again?
Now and again.
Okay, now and again. Okay, did you ever witness any other children being abused?
No, not really, no.
Okay. Within your adulthood, would you say you've suffered with any mental health issues, anxiety, trust issues?
I do have a mental health problem which I've never been diagnosed with. Ever.
Okay, adulthood, mental health, yep. Anything else?
No.
So it's just mental health problems that you've had. Do you suffer with anxiety at all or trust issues?
Oh, well, I do suffer with anxiety, and memory.
Okay.
I hate it when I go into my early life.
Yeah, of course.
Get my memory.
Give me just one moment. Okay. So, actually, we try not to divulge too much. The past really should stay in the past, okay? So, we don't, because we can understand it can be a little bit distressing for some people. So, we try and leave it as much as we can. Them questions we just ask, okay? Now, once you left Carelaw, you said you ended up in, where was it, sorry?
In Newbert, Border. I'm not too sure. And I would need to really sit down and think hard for that. I ended up in Porterfield Prison. Now,
Porterfield, can you spell that for me?
P-O-R-T.
Porterfield.
Yes,
yep.
Prison.
I've got it, yep, I've got it here. Bear me a second.
Inverness.
Let me bring up the... Yeah, I've got it here. Porterfield Prison in Inverness. There we go. Give me a moment. And you said you was 14 when you entered there, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I should never have been in it. Never. I was in there.
It wasn't the nicest place.
No, I don't know if you know of somebody called Jimmy Boyle.
I've heard.
A mother. Yeah, a mother from Glasgow who went into pottery, married somebody in there. And he was in the cages in Porterfield. I was actually taken to the cages and shown the cages.
Right, okay.
That's where I was going to end up, I was told.
I can imagine it's definitely not a pleasant experience. A lot of people do say, unfortunately, that's just how it was back in the day, but the reason why, with the compensation... It's never going to heal any scars from the past, but it will provide a brighter future for you, okay? In regards to the correct protocols was never put in place, and that shouldn't have been the case, and that's the reason why you can claim for this. And as I did mention to you, the average compensation is around about 45,000, okay? Do you remember the year that you was in there, Porterfield? Do you remember how long you was in there for?
Yep, absolutely not. Yeah.
No. Okay. Was you in there till you was 18, 17?
Oh, no. I wasn't in there long. I was only in there long enough for them to find somewhere for me. It was only a week.
Right, okay. Right, what about after there? Where did you go?
After there, I went in. I don't even know the name of the place. I was put into some kind of a poor school. I don't know the name of the place.
Do you
know? Up north. No. And...
Well, there will be records for you at Carelaw and Porterfield Prison, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, of course there will be.
Okay, that's fine.
I would really like to find out about this other one. Because, have you ever watched... Oh, what's the name of that? Hold on a minute. Sorry, let me think what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, take your time.
A film. A young girl can make things happen. And it's a battle act. No. And it's a battle act of a headmistress.
Well, I don't think I can get anything from that.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway. What's that called? I can't find. Anyway. There was this, seriously, it was male and female. Kids.
Right, okay.
That were in this mix. Okay? And...
Oh, is it called Final Girl, by any chance?
Nope. No.
The film?
No.
No. No, probably.
I can see her being... I can see her with the pigtails and the headmistress, and she eventually does things. I'm trying to think. No, it wouldn't be. I'm going to mix
don't
up.
Don't worry about it, honestly.
It doesn't matter. It does give you a battle act of a female headmistress, okay? And she used to watch us in the shower at that age of 14. You had to strip in one area and walk past her to get into the shower. So I mentioned something and she brought me down in the, what's it called? She brought me down, whatever, saying that I should be so lucky and all the rest of it. You know, she belittled me, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, belittled you. Was that in Porterfield Prison, was it?
No, that was after Porterfield Prison.
Oh, that was after. Okay. In Porterfield Prison, did you suffer from any physical abuse?
Yes. A prison officer, I've no idea who, more than likely dead now, but used to bring me in. They remember I was about 14 at the time. Used to bring me in sweets and nowadays it was like colouring books, a wee bit more updated than that. It does crosswords and you know they kind of books. Puzzle books. And they made me strip in the middle of the cell.
Okay, wow. Bear with me a moment. I'm making that on your report, okay. Okay. You say you suffered some mental abuse from Porterfield Prison as well, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And it's affected your adulthood going there, is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to save that to your report now. So what will happen, the solicitors will elaborate a little bit on your statements, okay? When they read them back to you, if you're happy with it, just go ahead, then just let them know, okay? What I now need to do, I need to get an authorisation email out to you, Malcolm. It'll go to your email address. It's a click-signed document. I appreciate you driving at the moment. You won't be able to do that. And also, you're going to receive a message to your phone via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. So the message will require one form of ID, one form of proof of address, okay? Once again, I appreciate you driving. You won't be able to do that at this moment in time. When you do have time, if you can reply back to the message and also do the email, then I'll call you back and we'll get you transferred through to a caseworker and they'll put you in contact with the legal team to get your case set up for you. Now, from start to finish, it roughly takes, the quicker you move is the quicker we can move, roughly takes around about 8 months from start to finish. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Malcolm, I'm your case handler, James Thompson. Any questions, do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number and we'll have a chat with yourself, okay? Look out for your email and look out for your message off WhatsApp. Once we receive them back from you, I'll give you a call back. Is that okay?
Yes, it is. That's right. I'll look into that, okay? Hey, listen, you take care, okay?
Cheers, Malcolm. Thank you very much. Look after yourself.
See you later. Bye-bye. Thanks.